As intensely private as pregnancy is, it's also inescapably public. Your partner's growing belly can bring out the best and the worst in people. Perfect strangers will open doors for her, offer to help her carry things, give up their seats in crowded subway cars and buses. In some ways, people's interest in pregnant women and in the process of creating life is kind of heartwarming.
Thumpity bump. Listen, Ruby whispered, looking up.
I'm reading, said Mrs. Mastiff.
Bumpity thump. Hear that?
Ruby's eyes narrowed.
It's cat burglars.
No, it isn't, said Mrs. Mastiff. This is a cat-free building.
Let's go upstairs and see,
said Ruby.
No, let's not, said Mrs. Mastiff.
I'm sorry, but we can't lend your business $7,000, the 30-something loan officer said as he shook his head sadly. He continued on. 80% of businesses fail in the first 5 years, and your business is too risky for our bank to take a chance on. How do you know your business will even make it? There are perils to writing a book about the decline and trivialization of American politics. The good old days weren't so terrific either. Political greatness has always been the exception to the rule. After a founding generation populated by geniuses, the majority of American presidents have been overmatched mediocrities. Happily, the greatest of leaders, Washington, Lincoln, Franklin, Roosevelt, rose to the occasion at the most crucial moments. Indeed, it's inherent in our extremely conservative system of checks and balances that greatness is near impossible, absent a crisis. The Power Rangers were racing through the woods on their Mystic Racers. Come on, Pinky, try to keep up, the Red Ranger teased. No one calls me Pinky, the Pink Ranger shouted as she chased after him. A call came through on their morphers. It was Udonna, their Mystic teacher. Racer practice is over, Rangers. Return to Root Core at once.